Inflation ticked up in December, but, yeah, there's a but. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 11th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, the markets did react to the inflation news. We'll tell you all about that. Google lays off hundreds. We'll tell you why. Spiders and cockroaches made the news today. Automakers are being asked an interesting question about stalking. Speaking of automakers, will Tesla raise workers' wages? And why? We've got the Wall Street Report and bogus retail returns become a major headache for stores. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you are spending some time with us again today. The report came in from the Labor Department, which showed that overall prices rose 0.3% from November and 3.4% from 12 months earlier. Those gains exceeded the previous 0.1% monthly raise and the 3.1% annual inflation in November and were slightly above economists' forecasts. The Associated Press is reporting that more than half the increases in prices from November to December reflected higher housing costs. Energy costs, along with food prices, also contributed to inflation. So where is the but? Well, here it is. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, though, so-called core prices rose just 0.3% month over month, unchanged from November's increase. Core prices were up 3.9% from a year earlier, and that is the mildest such pace since May of 2021. The core CPI inflation rate peaked at a 40-year high of 6.6% in September of 2022. Economists pay particular attention to core prices because, by excluding costs that typically jump around from month to month, they're seen as a better guide to the likely path of inflation. Meanwhile, in Wall Street, investors were shook to the core. Why? It's not about inflation, it's all about interest rates. Wall Street has been eagerly awaiting an interest rate cut by the Fed. The numbers from today will make that harder to come by, and so Wall Street took a dive, only to rebound later in the day and close mixed. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Google has laid off hundreds of workers in what the company is calling a cost-cutting move. The AP is reporting that the cuts are coming to people working on its hardware, voice assistants, and engineering teams. The cuts follow pledges by executives of Google and its parent company Alphabet to reduce costs. A year ago, Google said it would lay off 12,000 employees, or about 6% of its workforce. In a post on X, previously, as you know, known as Twitter, the Alphabet Workers Union described the job cuts as another round of needless layoffs. It said, "Our members and teammates work hard every day to build great products for our users, and the company cannot continue to fire our coworkers while making billions every quarter." Went on to say, "We will not stop fighting until our jobs are safe." End quote. Yet one more from our Department of You Can't Make This Stuff Up. According to court papers, eBay will pay a $3 million fine to resolve criminal charges over a harassment campaign waged by employees who sent live spiders, cockroaches, and other disturbing items to the home of a Massachusetts couple. The Justice Department charged eBay with stalking, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice more than 3 years after the employees were prosecuted in the extensive scheme to intimidate David and Ina Steiner. The couple produced an online newsletter called E-commerce Bites that upset eBay executives with its coverage. California headquartered eBay accepted responsibility for the employee's actions and entered into a deferred prosecution agreement that could result in the charges against the company being dismissed if it complies with certain conditions, that according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts. But only one question do we have. What is wrong with people? Ugh. We're about to talk about electronic stalking, something that we in Des Moines, Iowa are familiar with, as last year, a bar and restaurant owner here stalked a former girlfriend with, electronics. The FCC is asking automakers how they plan to protect people from being stalked or harassed by partners who have access to vehicle location and other data. In a letter sent to 9 automakers, the FCC said, quote, "No survivor of domestic violence and abuse should have to choose between giving up their car and allowing themselves to be stalked and harmed by those who can access its data and connectivity," end quote. Nearly all new vehicles have convenience features that use telecommunications to find cars in parking lots, start the engine remotely, and even connect with emergency responders. It is a good question, and one that may have no answer. Stay tuned. The AP is reporting that factory workers at Tesla have been told to expect pay raises this year. That's a move that comes as the United Auto Workers Union tries to organize the electric vehicle maker's U.S. plants. The UAW said that Tesla workers have told the union about company statements on the raises, which did not give details about the size of the increases. After winning strong contracts with Detroit's 3 automakers last year, the union has embarked on an effort to organize all non-union auto plants in the U.S., including Tesla's assembly and battery factories in Texas, California, and Nevada. The UAW said its organizing drive will target more than a dozen U.S. plants run by Toyota, Honda, Hyundai, Nissan, Subaru, Mazda, Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, and Volvo. Tesla also is on the list, along with EV startups Rivian and Lucid. Equities on Wall Street closed mixed today as investors worry about a slight increase in CPI inflation. The Dow came off session lows to gain just 15 points and end the trade at 37,711. The NASDAQ also gained fractionally to 14,970, and the S&P 500 lost 3 points on the day to close at 4780. So why so shaky an end to the day? It is all about the fear that rate cuts won't happen as quickly as what was hoped. If inflation goes in the opposite direction of the Fed's 2% target, it seems to us that the central bank will keep interest rates high for a longer period of time. In addition, weekly applications for unemployment insurance slipped, hovering around their lowest level since mid-October. And that also spooked investors because even in the face of inflation, the job market remains strong. West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.32 at news time to $72.69 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield dropped to 3.97%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about bogus retail returns that's a plague for brands everywhere. If you've recently had to visit a store to return to an item, blame swindlers. The National Retail Federation projects that 17% of returned holiday products this year will be fraudulent. This includes organized crime groups sending back stolen merchandise for refunds, individuals returning things that have been extensively used, counterfeiters trying to get cash back while sticking stores with fake goods, and get this, even shoppers who shamelessly stuff TV boxes with bricks. As a result, retailers are declining some mail-in returns, challenging fraudsters to attempt their scams in person. And guess what? Most do not. Now we know. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.